The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the B-R-O-N-X. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And February is Black History Month, and we are celebrating the legacy of Barrett Strong, singer, songwriter, producer of many hits and some you didn't know of, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
Celebrating the legacy of Mr. Barrett Strong. And it was this song that put Berry Gordy's fledgling label at the time, Tamla Records, on the map. This was Berry Gordy's company's first hit, Money, That's What I Want. And it reached number two U.S. R&B. And in 1960, Money was originally released on Tamla's, Motown's first label, but was then released to the Anna record label as it was getting airplay, and it was on the Anna label that it was a hit. It sold, money sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc by the RIAA, Recording Industry Association of America. And, you know, this song, Money, as simple as it is, for 2 minutes and 38 seconds, this song was done by the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, the Kingsmen, Richard Wiley and his band, Jerry Lee Lewis, the Searchers, the Flying Lizards, the Sonics, and Buddy Guy. And Barrett claimed that he co-wrote Money with Gordy and Janie Bradford, and his name appears on the song's original copyright registration with the United States Copyright Office. However, they say Barry Gordy disputed these claims, stating that Strong's name was only included because of a clerical error. Like I said, that's up for debate. However, this song, sung by Barrett Strong, was Motown's first hit. Coming up next, this song, which I didn't know was done by Marvin Gaye, but was done by British artist during the 80s, Paul Young. But when I traced it back, Marvin Gaye did this song, which was written by Barrett Strong, called Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Eric B. Turner, and you're listening to Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Yeah. By the look in your eye, I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see.
And it was written by Marvin Gaye, Norman Whitfield, and Barrett Strong. And that song was covered by a lot of artists. You know, it was covered, like I said, by Paul Young in 1983. It was a hit song for him. You know, of course, Delano Stewart, Cornell Campbell, the Nolans, right? The Temptations covered it also. You know what I'm saying? And many people have covered that song. But again, it has Barrett Strong's imprint on it. You know, a lot of people, you know, don't know the origin of singers and songs and stuff like that. But Barrett Strong put his imprint on that song, "Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home." You know, Barrett Strong, he hails from West Point, Mississippi. He was born on February 5th, 1941. He would have made 82 on February 5th. And, you know, he was the only boy in a family of six children born to Barrett Strong Sr. His father was a minister. And, you know, his family moved from West Point, Mississippi to Detroit when he was 4 years old. And he got the bug for playing when his father bought a piano for him. And he sang at Hutchins Middle School in Detroit, where his classmates were Lamont Dozier and Aretha Franklin. Coming up next, this song, which not only catapulted the career of Gladys Knight and the Pips, it also was shot again into the stratosphere by Marvin Gaye. In 1967, we heard Gladys Knight and the Pips get on the international, domestic and international roadmap with this song, "I Heard It Through the Grapevine." And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I bet you're wondering how I do.
Into the stratosphere. It is in this period in the mid-60s that Barrett Strong became a Motown writer, lyricist, teaming up with producer Norman Whitfield. And together, they wrote some of the most successful and critically acclaimed soul songs to ever be released by Motown, of which you just heard, I heard it through the grapevine, done first by Gladys Knight. Then it was a hit again for Marvin Gaye. And then Smokey Robinson did his version, but the two powerhouse hits were done by Gladys Knight and the Pips and Marvin Gaye. Another thing that people don't know is that Barrett Strong also wrote songs for artists that were on the Chicago record label of Chess Records. And actually, this group was part of OK Records. The Artistics, they had this song, which you could tell has that Motown feel on it. And this song was really, it was a hit for the Artistics. This Heart of Mine, when you listen to it, you're going to hear that Motown feel, even though it's a Chicago-based group. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, this is where you start to hear the churning of Barrett Strong putting out those hits. The Artistics from 1967, this Heart of Mine, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
This heart of mine. Darling, with me, please stay. And never ever go away. This loneliness I just can't take. Keeping you is my will. If you leave, it would kill this heart of mine. Yeah, this heart of mine, baby. You're leaving would hurt real bad. I'd cry because I feel so sad. Won't be around. The thought of losing you, it hurts through and through. This heart of mine, yeah, this heart of mine, oh fall apart.
I need you
alone. I'd never wanna be.
Actually, where Barrett Strong put his touch on this single, This Heart of Mine, which was a hit for the Artistics. It reached number 25 on the Billboard R&B chart. And yes, the Artistics hailed from Chicago, Illinois, and they were on the OK record label, Brunswick and Motor City. But Barrett Strong wrote for them. And they had a local hit on Get My Hands on Some Lovin', which was really co-written and first recorded by Marvin Gaye. Then it was followed up with this single, which was successful and was a hit for the Artistics, This Heart of Mine. You know, Barrett Strong also, what I didn't know, and again, giving you a little bit of trivia, Barrett Strong also was a co-writer on this very popular song that came out in the late 50s by the Dells, but became a hit for them in 1968. Stay in My Corner. Right here on Bolo Soul, we are celebrating Black History Month and honoring the legacy of Mr. Barrett Strong.
If you stay,
stay, darling,
stay in my corner.
You'll make me oh so proud.
Stay, darling,
stay in my corner.
To the world I'd cry out loud
how I love you,
honey. I love you.
I really love you.
Stay,
please, please,
stay, darling.
You love me, so darling, stay.
Because, you know, Barrett Strong worked with Chicago soul artists, and he wrote this song, Barrett Strong, Bobby Miller, and Wade Flemons. Those were two members of the Dells, and they wrote this song together, Stay in My Corner, which was a tremendous signature. I feel it's a signature song for the Dells, but this song was very powerful. In fact, there's a longer version of Stay in My Corner. But Barrett Strong put his touch on that song as well. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Oh, baby, how it is, my little love.
Duo of Barry Strong and Norman Whitfield. That's the Way Love Is from 1969. That song peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart and held the number 2 spot for 5 weeks on the Soul Singles chart in October 1969. And it was held off by The Temptations, another song that they wrote, I Can't Get Next to You. But this song, That's the Way Love Is, was a million seller. And this was like back-to-back million sellers for Marvin Gaye from the duo of Barry Strong and Norman Whitfield. First, it was I Heard It Through the Grapevine. That was a killer million seller. Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, which was also written by Strong and Whitfield. And then we had this, That's the Way Love Is. I'm telling you, in this period, Barry Strong and Norman Whitfield were on fire and were producing the top million seller hits for Motown in this period. This song was originally done by the Isley Brothers in 1967, but it became a powerhouse hit for Marvin Gaye. It was also done by Gladys Knight and the Pips as well. And a lot of times, as part of the Motown formula, they would take the same song and use it on different artists to see who would get the hit. Coming up next, another Barry Strong written song, I Wish It Would Rain, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day,
I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Cause so badly I wanna go outside, but everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Ooh, let it rain. Tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies desperately for rain. Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
The sound effects that sound like rain in the background, and that was written by Norman Whitfield, Barry Strong, and Roger Penzabeni. And this song was released in December, on December 21st, 1967. It was a hit. It was a hit for the Temptations. It really was a hit. And I Wish It Would Rain peaked for 3 weeks in February and March of 1968 at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles, and was number 1 on the R&B Singles Chart. I'm telling you, these, you know, Babb Strong really left his imprint, him and Norman Whitfield, with the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight, and the Pips. You know, he really did. I want to give you like a B-side, soul side. This was from the Feeling Bluesy album from 1968 with Gladys Knight and the Pips. Don't Let Her Take Your Love From Me, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
She's a key to your happiness. You ask me to try, oh, try and understand. Well, just put yourself in my place. Go, just see if you can. I'm begging you. She loves you. stay here with me, darling. Don't, love, don't you let, don't let her take your love from me. Please don't let, don't let her take your love from me, darling. Don't let her take your love from me. Oh, don't, please don't let her take your love from me.
No, no. That's a hot song. That's a B-side. Don't let her take your love from me. You know, from Gladys Knight and the Pips. That was 1968. You know, again, you know, a lot of what, you know, Barry Strong, he wrote a lot of songs from the heart. And, you know, this song, I thought it was a great song in regards to that. You know, was written by Norman Whitfield and Barry Strong. Don't let her take your love from me. You know what I'm saying? And I felt it was hot. It was a B-side. It was done by Jimmy Ruffin. It was also done by the Temptations and the Four Tops, the Marvells, Undisputed Truth, and the Persuasions. You know, that tells you that, you know, sometimes, sometimes songs may not become hits, but they are covered. And sometimes another group can give a different treatment to a song. We celebrate Mr. Barry Strong right here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Black History Month. Coming up next, this powerhouse hit written by Barry Strong and Norman Whitfield. I'm Doing Fine on Cloud 9.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Childhood part of my life wasn't very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in another chair beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my trouble, man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, they say give yourself a chance and don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
You can be what you want to be.
Cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
And I'm the man, every man is free.
Cloud nine.
You're a million miles from reality.
Cloud nine.
Every man is
You know, that song won the Grammy in 1968 for The Temptations. This song right here, Cloud Nine, talking about you can be as free as you want to be. And again, that's like you, that's talking about getting high, you know, and I feel it is symptomatic of what was going on at that time. And what's scary about this song, Cloud Nine, is that what they're talking about is still going on today. You know what I'm saying? And people escape by getting high. You know, this song was the first of the Temptations singles to feature Dennis Edwards instead of David Ruffin. And it was the first of producer Norman Whitfield's psychedelic soul tracks. And it won Motown's first Grammy Award. You know, this song was written by Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield, and it's considered psychedelic soul, psychedelic funk, and it was produced right there in Detroit at Golden World Studios, you know, where Golden World and Rick Tick used to do their records. And they say how they came about doing this song was basically Otis Williams was, you know, checking out Sly and the Family Stone and their single, their hit, Dance to the Music. And, you know, Otis Williams was introducing Norman Whitfield to Sly and the Family Stone. And, you know, at first, Norman Whitfield didn't want to produce anything radically different in terms of sound from what they say, you know. But I'm going to tell you, this was the start on to doing more psychedelic soul. And always, it seems like Mr. Williams, Otis Williams, was always looking for new directions for the Temptations. And this did fit them completely. And again, it struck a nerve, Cloud Nine, because remember, Motown, when it first started, was into the doo-wop, shabop-bop, you know, got a job, you know, shop around, you know, where did our love go? But when they took a turn, this is way before Marvin Gaye's album in 1971. You know, Motown was already shifting. They were already shifting due to the changes in the world, what was going on. And it was reflected in the songs, and especially the songs that were written by Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield. Coming up next, another hit written by Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield, because like I said, they were on fire in this period, and I believe Motown was making a lot of money off the pen game of Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield. This next hit, I Can't Get Next to You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Hold it. Listen.
Sky blue, I can make it rain whenever
a number one pop single and number one R&B song in 1969 from The Temptations. I Can't Get Next to You. And you know who got a fly version of this song? Al Green. Al Green just takes it on home, bluesy style, with Willie Mitchell on the Memphis horn. But, you know, like I said, Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield were on fire in this period. And this song knocked Sugar Sugar by the Archies, replaced by Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. But it held on to the number one spot for 2 weeks in 1969 and number one on the Billboard Top R&B Singles for 5 weeks, replacing Oh What a Night by the Dells. Right here on the Bowl of Soul, celebrating Barrett Strong. Coming up next, a lot of people don't know that he wrote this song. He and Norman Whitfield. This song from Undisputed Truth, talking about smiling faces. Smiling faces sometimes. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
The Billboard Hot 100. This song was originally sung by The Temptations. And, you know, producer Norman Whitfield was known for taking the same song and seeing what different ways it could be sung. And it was actually a hit for Undisputed Truth. Coming up next, because that's part of that psychedelic soul era. Coming up next, this star Edwin Starr did this Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield single that they wrote called War. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh. To me.
Oh, wow.
I despise, 'cause it means destruction of this life. War means tears, 10,000 of mothers die when their sons go out to fight and lose their lives. I said, war! Good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Now
get sad again.
Another song done by The Temptations, but when it was given to Edwin Starr, he killed it. It became a runaway hit in June of 1970, and it held the number one position on the Billboard Pop Singles chart for 3 weeks in August and September of 1970. Woof! I'm telling you, Barrett Strong was on fire with Norman Whitfield. Another song that Barrett Strong put his pen game to. Papa was a Rolling Stones from The Temptations, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Well, you got, you know, this track was a 12-minute track. You got a lot of the instrumentation because most of it was instrumentation. I was hoping you would heard. It was the 3rd of September, a day I always remember. Yes, I will. Oh, I remember the day when my daddy died. Well, you got my version. But, you know, all in all, Papa was a Rolling Stone that won another Grammy for Motown, won another Grammy for The Temptations, and it won 3 Grammy Awards in 1973, and it was a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100, and it is ranked as really the album that it came off of was ranked number 169 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and it really is one of the Temptations' classic. Was the song to be the last real classic the group recorded, and it would be the last number one to hit and would win them their second and final Grammy Award. You know, the Temptations won 2 Grammy Awards for Motown, and you know what I'm saying? I think that's stellar, and it was from the pen game of Barrett Strong. I'm going to leave you with this song that was written by Barrett Strong. It's a Steppers groove from 1976. I think it's pretty hot. And it celebrates his pen game. Right here on A Bowl of Soul. Is it true? On A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Mr. Barrett Strong, Is It True? On Capitol Records between 1975 and 1976, we celebrate the legacy right here on A Bowl of Soul for Black History Month. We lost Barrett Strong on January 28th, 2023, and he left a huge legacy. He left his imprint in songwriting. He has also been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame because he produced some stellar hits, not only for Motown, but for other artists. And we celebrate him right here on A Bowl of Soul. Hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with me on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. We got round the clock 365 days of soul. We got shows from Sunday to Saturday to wet your lips, your feet, get you grooving and moving. Make sure you download this broadcast at abowlofsoul.com. You know, go into the archives. You know, got a whole bunch of shows there celebrating classic soul and new R&B. And if you're interested in advertising or sponsoring the A Bowl of Soul podcast, as well as getting your product or service in front of our listeners on our shows that are lined up from Sunday to Saturday, email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at abowlofsoul, and make sure you link up with me on Instagram. My handle is proftlove. Like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music, and we would love your support. You can give donations to A Bowl of Soul at $A Bowl of Soul on Cash App and on Venmo, A Bowl of Soul. You can also support A Bowl of Soul by buying me a cup of coffee. Just go to buymeacupofcoffee.com/A Bowl of Soul. And you can also purchase, you can support A Bowl of Soul by purchasing an A Bowl of Soul swag t-shirt or mug. Just go to tinyurl.com, A Bowl of Soul t-shirt. I'm going to give a shout out to Miss Karen Williams, who I had the pleasure of meeting for the first time in person in New York City. We had a fabulous time eating at world famous Melba's Soul Food Restaurant in Harlem. And definitely giving her a shout out, and make sure you support her radio networks, Sounds of Soul Radio on Live 365. And she also carries A Bowl of Soul, and definitely want to give a shout out to DPS Radio in Columbus, Ohio, who has A Bowl of Soul on at 9 a.m. on Sunday, and 105.9 Jam the Basement in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can listen to A Bowl of Soul on Saturdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 a.m. Eastern, and on Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can also listen to my show on Legend107Radio.com with the world-famous Mr. Melvin Jordan, who has The Heavy Storm, Quiet Storm, and as well as Gospel Vibrations, which both shows are played on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network on Wednesdays. Gospel Vibrations on Sunday at 3 p.m. and Heavy Storm, Quiet Storm at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network. I love you. We are going to kick off Black History Month like you've never seen before. And we want to celebrate definitely the legacy of Mr. Barrett Strong. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.